Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here live from the Marion County Fair, 16 minutes past 9 o'clock on this Monday morning, first day of the Marion County Fair, June 29th, 2026. Our broadcast is brought to you by Poet, and we thank them for supporting our broadcast from the Marion County Fair. Joined here by Matt Morgan, and don't forget, we will be on live tonight from 7:15 to 8 p.m. every night from the Marion County Fair per our sponsor, Poet, which is very, very nice. Matt, give them a rundown again. What's happening today at the Marion County Fair? Now, remember, you can stay in touch with us by going to Facebook or email. Send us your messages there, and that's how you can stay in touch since we do not have the access of the toll-free line, and we enjoy getting your messages via Facebook and via email.
Alrighty, so today is, Monday the 29th, so Senior Citizens Day. You can get in for free if you're 55 years of age and older. You have to be in here by noon, though. There is a, I guess, if you have any arts and crafts to turn in, you got to do that between, I guess, 8 and 11, 11 being the deadline, I would assume. There's rabbit showmanship at 9, open sheep show at 9 also, both in the Evers Arena, just different portions, I guess. There's a sheep showmanship, more showmanship, at 11. Harness racing also at 11 in the grandstand. So RIP to those sheep people. They're not going to have a whole big audience. Harness racing at 11 in the grandstands. Bred, born, and raised market lambs, 1:30 p.m. at the Evers Arena. At 2 p.m., there's going to be 4-H racing and project awards. At 3 p.m., fair royalty coronation. At 3 p.m., by the way, the 4-H recognition and the Coliseum. At 3 p.m., rides open. So if you have kids, just show up then. There's no point to be here before that. 4 p.m., there's going to be special interest. Oh, that's entry forms again. So if you have anything you want to enter, got to have that entered by 4. At 5 p.m., there's a market swine show. Once again, Evers Arena. And at 7 p.m., there's a tough truck competition in the grandstands.
And this is all brought to you by Poet here on WDH Talk Radio. And we hope you're enjoying the broadcast. And again, just say hello if you're out there listening. Let us know that the broadcast is sounding very, very good, which we hope that it is. All right. This is very, very good. We're having a great time here as time goes along. And as the fair progresses, boy, oh boy, are we going to have some kind of events going on here. Now, Matt, the 4th of July coming up, what does the 4th of July mean to you every year?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, the 4th of July, it's, you know, it obviously symbolizes when we, you know, the whole Revolutionary War and that whole thing. But, you know, every year I go to my grandma's and, or not my grandma's, I go to my, I guess, my aunt's, and we have a cookout there with, I mean, everybody's there, you know, so big family cookout on the 4th. And this year, you know, I might read the Declaration of Independence if I remember to bring my book with me.
Well, you know, it is the 250th anniversary of our country, and I think as those events progress this week, you are going to see a lot of patriotism and a lot of shows on how this country came to be and why it came to be. Now, it is interesting, as the sun is coming out here, we are noticing that a lot of people are starting to pack the grandstands, and a lot of events are starting here at the Marion County Fair. A lot of things going on over in the sheep barn, the cow barn, the poultry barn. Everything is starting to come together here as people, this is really the culmination of people showing their animals after a really 4-month process.
Well, that's good. You know, I think that they're probably excited to make some money off the animals and whatnot. You know, I was walking around on the break, and there are some things that are opening up finally. I mean, I don't know his first name, unfortunately, but little, you know, Mr. Wagner down there, he's got stuff on the grill. I don't think he's open yet, but he's out there grilling. So, getting ready. Yeah, there are some places open now, but not a whole lot.
You know, it's very interesting. Mr. Wagner, Tom Wagner, used to work His father used to work at the radio station. And Tom Wagner was the... I'm trying to think of what the title was. But he was the Brutus Buckeye, basically, for the Ohio State Buckeyes. I can't think of what that title is, the person who gets to be Brutus Buckeye. But you carry the... It's the drum major or something like that?
Well, I don't know. I knew... The only thing I knew about Brutus Buckeye was that he was a... Yeah, there's just a kid who goes to Ohio State who volunteers, I guess, to be Brutus Buckeye.
But usually Brutus leads him on the field. So it's the person who, I believe, does something with the baton who can do that very special. I think it's the drum major or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nice cool breeze here at the Marion County Fair, blowing in this morning. By the way, if anybody knows what that is, let me know. What is that position that is portrayed by Brutus Buckeye? We would all love to know. 740. No. You can't call the station. See, I about gave the phone number. It's Pavlov's dog. Let us know what's going on Facebook. Okay, not Brutus, drum major. Well, see, he was the drum major. I thought that was right. But I thought he did portray Brutus at one point. I thought I interviewed him one time, and he did portray Brutus.
Well, that's nice. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I'm pretty sure Brutus... Oh, well, if he dotted the I, isn't the dotting of the I, isn't that, like, usually tubas?
You know, I don't know.
Anyways.
Yeah, he dotted the I.
Anyways, I'm pretty sure Brutus Buckeye is just played by a volunteer student.
You know, he's a fascinating fellow. He, now cooks the pork.
Well, I think he's doing pretty good for himself. You can buy, like frozen Wagner, you know, stuff.
Oh, yes, it's all very good. It all tastes very good, and every year... Normally, at some point, a good bratwurst comes from the Wagner stand into my mouth.
You think if I walked over there on the break and asked him if I could buy a pack of sausage or, like, you know, bratwurst, he'd sell me a pack of bratwurst?
Well, I don't know why he wouldn't if you paid the price.
I mean, hopefully he's not charging me, like, you know, fair price.
Well, I don't know if there's a deal. I don't know how that works out. But I know he, every year, is usually set up next to Buckeye Guy here at the Marion County Fair, and they have some kind of a special agreement, and I think that goes back to the Ohio State roots.
Special agreement.
Yeah, that he buys from him every day, and he gets a special deal. I think, I don't know for sure.
Well, that's neat. Good for him, I guess, yeah.
Well, that's what you have to do. You know, if you like those Ohio State Buckeye games, and that's entertainment for you, go right ahead.
The Buckeye games are boring. You watch Ohio State blow out whoever they're playing by, you know, like 47 points. And, look, I don't know. Like, Ohio State has got to be, like the worst, best team in college football. They had four players go top 15 in the draft. The last time that happened was really, like, the 80s, I do believe. And you couldn't even make it to the national championship. Lost to Miami. I'm telling you, fire Ryan Day. He's got to be the worst head coach in all of NCAA history. And I think that, you know, nobody does less with more than the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Nobody does less with more. Weren't they the national champions last year or year before?
No, last year it was Alabama, and I think the year before that I don't know who it was, but I don't think it was Ohio State then.
Didn't Ohio State win a national championship in recent years? Didn't Ohio State win a national championship in recent years?
Yeah, because Ryan Day was going to be fired.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, no, they did win.
2 years ago.
They won in 15.
Well, see, I was 25. I was right.
Nobody does less than... Look, all I'm saying is they should have won the national championship this year. They had four players go in the top 15, okay? You get 32 picks a round. They had four players go in a round that is the most prestigious, and there are just colleges who don't even have players drafted because Ohio State took them all.
Well, that's how it goes.
And
guess what?
The team who won the national championship was Indiana, and they had one person drafted in the top 15.
Yeah, but you know a lot
and
of that.
Sorry. He went.
Let me know when you're done.
And he went the first pick. That's it. Yeah, he went pick number one.
Done?
Yeah.
Okay. No, what I'm saying is it isn't necessarily who the best players are. It's how they're utilized and who is injured. And who is coaching and what's going on. You know, there's a lot that goes into that, but you can't blame that fully on the coach because then you'd have to say the coach was responsible for them winning, and I don't think that's true either.
Well, I mean, you know, I think he was responsible for them winning, but I think he was responsible for them winning because he knew he lost to Michigan again. And if he didn't win, boy howdy was his job gone. And then he won, and they gave him a contract extension. And then guess what? He did beat Michigan, but you know, Michigan, the dog water team, and they had a whole new coach. But you know, couldn't even make it to the national championship. Got put out by Miami.
Well, by the way, we do want to thank that information being provided to us by Abby, who's out there listening this morning. So we've heard from Phil, we've heard from Mary, we've heard from Abby,
Bob.
But we heard from Bob. Oh, we'll talk about that. You told me that during the break.
Yes. So Scott had asked me what my favorite memories of the fair were, and I listed off. You know, we interviewed Sheriff Bales, and we've done a lot of interviews with George Kosotis and whatnot. One year we were here, and there was a guy who would shoot a ping pong ball and then catch it in his head. And I don't know, that's pretty cool. And he had Mary Ellen like shoot this ping pong ball up in the air, and he caught it with cups on his head, and Mary. Yeah, solo. Yeah, red solo cups on his head, I mean, I thought that was pretty cool. And Bob sent me the video of Mary Ellen shooting the ping pong ball, and I thought that was good.
A classic moment from our fair coverage in 2023, I believe that was.
I think that's probably right.
Boy, there's a lot of moments that go back to the fair. You know, I've been here for just a little under 100 years. And, I'm thinking of the broadcast that I've done here. You know, it started out in the WMRN mobile unit. I remember doing the broadcast from there. Then for years, we broadcast from inside the Coliseum when that was the vendor's location. And then one year, we moved over to the Arts and Crafts Barn, which was not a fun location to be in because there's no air conditioning and just a big fan in there. And then you moved back into the Coliseum for one year. Then they decided the Coliseum was dead for all of that. So then we've moved out to the Picnic Pavilion ever since then, which has worked out very well. And by the way, again, these broadcasts are brought to you by Poet. We thank Poet for that. And we'll have a lot of great guests as this week goes along. And tonight, our broadcast from 7:15 to 8 p.m. on the station should be a humdinger. You never know who's going to walk up on you at the Marion County Fair. And the Republican tent is right across from us. So you never know what Republicans might wander over.
I'm excited to see what happens there.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad to hear that. Now, the Marion County Fair is an event in and of itself. It's a spectacular, and we'll end with the big fireworks show on Saturday night, celebrating 250 years of America, independence, as it were. Do you think those people 250 years ago would appreciate what we're doing here today?
At the fair or in the United States?
Both.
In the fair, yeah, I guess, probably. I don't, at the very least, I don't think they'd have anything against it. In the United States, no. They'd probably like doing 360s in their graves right now.
360s in their graves. Oh, my goodness. Now, we were talking a little bit about the holistic medicine earlier, and I always feel that's a good topic because you have done some research on this grounding.
Yeah. So they did the research a little, like, I don't know, differently, though. So grounding, I guess, is largely like you go outside and you stand like barefoot in the grass for a while or something or I guess you'd also mention like gravel or sand. But the experiments they did, they took like some kind of like conductive mattress. I don't know what makes the mattress conductive, but they took a conductive mattress and like connected it to like the ground, I would assume. And then they had people sleep on the mattresses.
See, I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what a conductive mattress is per se, but I don't know. You know, but according to the people who slept on the mattresses, they did sleep better. But I mean, you got to sleep on a bed that's connected to the ground. I don't know that standing there does a whole lot for you.
You know what though? I was outside last night barefoot, so I wonder if that's some sort of grounding.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess. I mean, I guess you just weren't doing it for that reason. But yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes in like the summertime, you know, you just walk around barefoot in like the grass and whatnot. Like, I don't know. I've definitely played, it's been a while, but I've definitely played football barefoot before. Like in like the front yard, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, I assume that's grounding.
You could step on a rock that way.
I definitely stepped on some sticks.
Now the grounding wires, we're being told it's grounding wires. Hooked to the bed, I guess.
But But is the bed? Well, I guess I would figure they had to connect it to the ground with a grounding wire. But how is the bed itself conducted? Is the whole bed just like wrapped in grounding wire or something? Like, I don't know. That's more so the question. What makes the bed conductive? You're not laying on the wires. You're laying on the bed.
It's plugged into only the lower hole on a three-pronged outlet.
Yeah, I don't know. This is I wouldn't recommend you do this.
Well, to each their own. You know, that's what you have to say at some point. To each their own. And you know what? If it makes people feel better, who knows? I don't doubt anything anymore.
There's a lot I doubt. There's a lot of things I doubt.
Well, I think it's good to be skeptical, but I don't know that it's good to doubt. I think we should not doubt people's setups.
Okay, well, with, like, the castor oil thing, like, you know, they've done research on the castor oil thing, and there's, like, yeah, I mean, you know, the castor oil does not penetrate deep enough or whatever you want to say to solve any problems. The only benefit you get from the castor oil and the belly button is, like, it moisturizes your skin.
Well, you never know. I don't know. It could do something, I would guess.
Moisturizes your skin, yeah.
Well, that's good, too. You know, somebody in the store mentioned that the other day. I don't know. I think it's all fascinating. The whole cold shower idea, I think, is interesting. You know, I was on a cleaning jag yesterday, so I switched shower curtains in my house and cleaned out both of the showers and tubs. So, you know, I could do that.
Well, that's good. I think that's nice. I think that, I think that cleaning's always good, I guess.
Well, you have to do it every so often, and you have to get that tool out on the vacuum cleaner that you get between the, the wall and the rug, so you get all that that dust out.
Yeah, well, that's good.
I bet there's a lot of dust here at the Marion County Fair.
Well, I don't know. It's been kind of rainy. There's not, I'd assume the dust has been kept down.
Well, here's the word. Matt is not right. He's just being a hater. Now, see, Matt, there you go. You're grounded as a hater. You're being brought as a hater here at the Marion County Fair. We can't have that. This is the Marion County Fair. This is apple pie and mom.
All right, here we go. In vivo investigations using laser scanning microscopy and confocal Raman microspectroscopy shows that vegetable oils like castor oil only penetrate the very top layers of dead skin cells. And then it's called the stratum corneum. So look at that. Only penetrates the very top dead skin layers. AKA moisturizes your skin.
Well, I don't know about that. But all I know is that I am here broadcasting live from the Marion County Fair. It is a sunny day. We all love the sunny days here, WGH Talk Radio. I do want to mention again that this broadcast is being brought to you by Poet. Poet, a great organization here in Marion that supports our broadcast from the Marion County Fair, and this is the second year that they have done it, and we appreciate that completely. It's always a complete appreciation from Poet. Now, again, if you're listening, you can't call in, so you can shoot us a message via Facebook, or you can send a message via the email. Either way. And I'll tell you, there's going to be all kinds of stuff going on this week. The 4th of July is upon us, the 250th anniversary of the country, and the excitement is at an all-time high. Now, today is Senior Citizens Day, but tell people what other events are going up this week.
This week? Oh, man, you're going to have to read like 5 days.
Hold on, let me do a follow-up here. Oh, he believes everything he reads and finds on the internet. Got it. Thumbs up.
From, yeah, the National Institute of Health.gov. Yes, I do believe those things.
Oh, who knew there'd be such a disagreement here from the Marion County Fair on day number one. All right, fill people in on what's going on with the rest of the week here at the Marion County Fair.
Oh, but, I just think it's hilarious. She definitely did not read this somewhere on the internet and say, you know, that makes sense, and then believed it.
I don't
Anyways,
know.
Anyways, I was just going to read.
I'm trying to be calm and nice and happy and peacemaker. I'd be a good George Washington. He made peace. Ben Franklin. I'd be a good Ben Franklin.
Yeah,
he made peace.
Be a good Ben Franklin.
I'd be a good Ben Franklin this week.
George Washington was more on the line of killing people.
Well, yeah, but he didn't want to be killed. He didn't want the job. You know, so
I think he said he didn't want the job. He was pretty happy when they offered him the job. He took it without, not a whole lot of reservation there.
Yeah, this week I'm more of a Ben Franklin. Go ahead.
All right. So you want me to read how much of this? Like Monday? You said this week.
Yeah, tell us what's good. What day is Kids Day? What day is Veterans Day? All that sort of thing.
Oh, okay. Well, Kids Day is on Wednesday. That'd be the first. You got to come in by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, though, and you can't get here before 10, I guess. And apparently, you get free entry if you're 12 years and younger. There is a Veterans Day, 9 a.m. to noon on the 3rd. Free entry with a valid, I guess, military ID. And I guess that's the only days they have specifically for groups. They have the Veterans Day on the 3rd. They have the Kids Day on the 1st. And they have Senior Citizens Day today, but you have to get here before noon.
Now, from Phil out there this morning, who's listening, Matt is going to be a stressed mess in the humidity.
Stressed?
A stressed mess is what I see.
It's all right. I'll just take off my shoes and go do some grounding.
No, see, that's not nice. That's not nice. Ben Franklin wouldn't say something like that. Ben Franklin would make the peace. Holy moly, it's the Marion County Fair. Scott Spears, Matt Morgan, WGH Talk Radio. We'll be here all week bringing you things like the pie auction and possibly a visit from a big political candidate in a state year. You know, what do you think the importance is of having a big political candidate here in a year of state elections?
Well, I mean, I think that obviously bodes well for the local party, too. I mean, you know, you get the state people here to go and shake some hands, and I think that at the very least, to some level, will build some loyalty amongst the people here who are, you know, I mean, down ticket vote as it goes. I mean, I think that the better odds you have, the better odds everybody else has.
I should also mention that I believe we will have an appearance later in the week by Linda Sims, Voice of the People. We will have appearances by Terry Tackett, one of the longtime crew members at the station. We will have appearances probably by the Buckeye guy, I would imagine. I would guess the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. All kinds of people appearing this week as our coverage from the Marion County Fair progresses. It is going to be something to be sure. And how will the pie auction do this year?
Oh, the pie auction does pretty well every year. Hopefully they break some records this year, though.
Well, I certainly hope so. 2 years ago, they did very well.
Yeah, I think so. I think, like a $550 pie, something like that. A lot of dollars for I mean, it was a good-looking pie, so.
What's your favorite type of pie?
I don't know. Maybe cherry or pumpkin. One of those two, probably.
You know, I like a good, a peach pie is good. Peach pies always go for a lot of money here at the fair. And I think the peach pies are best in decoration. Now, banana cream pie is very good. Coconut cream pie, I think, is very good. Lemon pie is very good.
I don't think I've ever had lemon pie. I've never had peach pie. And I forget what the third one, or I guess the second one you said was.
Banana cream.
No, I've never had banana cream pie either.
All right. Let's see here. From Laura out there this morning, the kinds of people that blindly believe in healing powers of pretty ordinary things are also the types to not go looking for actual scientific evidence to support it. Well, see, that's not very nice. I'm telling you, this is not a very Ben Franklin crowd here this morning. We've got to be, it's the 4th of July, folks. Let's be a little kinder and gentler in our beliefs. We need a kinder, gentler America.
No. I think we need a rougher America. You got to let people know sometimes. Like
you don't think America is rough enough already? Holy man, how many wars do we got to get into?
The problem is all the people that aren't rough seem to be the ones who know what's going on. All the rough people seem to have no idea. So you just need some people who know what's going on. Now, I don't know that I'm not saying that I know what's going on. I mean, you know, I say we get some you know, Harvard-level scientists to start telling people they're dumb or something. I mean, you know, we can do it.
Well, all I know is that when I – by the way, if you're listening out there, tell us what excites you most about the 250th anniversary of the country. What really puts you there this week?
Well, we're here. I think that puts me here.
Well, I understand that. I understand we're here. But I'm saying to the people out there listening, what makes you happy about the 250th anniversary of our country? We'll inject some positivity into this broadcast.
Oh, something I thought you asked about the fair. Well,
are you listening to me?
About 50%, I think.
Oh, that's good. You and everybody else.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think the 250th, like I said, I mean, the 250th is, you know, that's a pretty good marker. I mean, you know, you're almost, well, not almost, but you're a quarter of the way to 1,000 years. And that's all, you know, that's good, I guess. Not a whole lot of people make it that far, I suppose.
Really?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, like, there are countries younger than us who like, you know, aren't in great shapes.
See, I think I am being nice. I'm being told be nice. I think I'm the nicest person here today. Now, there's a lot of stuff going on here, a lot of people getting a lot of things done. You know, in my mind's eye, as I look across to that sheep barn, you know what I've noticed is a lot of people are wearing cowboy boots.
Yeah, I saw a kid when I was coming in. He was wearing like shorts and a t-shirt, and he had some muck boots on.
There you go.
I was like, what an outfit.
But then you've got some people over here who've got jeans and very nice button-up shirts on. So it's a whole array of different things here at the Marion County Fair.
Well, nothing wrong with that. People can do what they want to do, I guess.
Now, do you got any big guests lined up this week?
Nope, not this week.
Well, that'll be good as we head into the full week of events here at the Marion County Fair. Again, brought to you by Poet, the good people at Poet, making this broadcast very popular, and we are so happy about that on the whole. Thank you to the Poet folks. What a great, great time we are having here at the Marion County Fair. And again, the 250th anniversary of this country.
250 years is always good. That's exciting, isn't it?
Certainly is. Oh, you know what? I forgot. Happy belated birthday. I don't know if she's still out there listening to Abby this past weekend. Yes, happy belated birthday. She might have tuned out. I don't know. With the way you were talking, she might have tuned out. But happy belated birthday, Abby. 37 years old this past weekend. How about that? You have a birthday card. Sir, when's your birthday? Come on, talk in the microphone.
My birthday's going to be July 2nd.
July 2nd, later this week.
Yep.
And what's your name?
Caleb Shane Shoemaker.
Shane Shoemaker.
Caleb Shane Shoemaker.
Oh, Caleb, excuse me. Caleb, happy birthday coming up in the week. How old will you be?
I will be 29.
29 years old. What have you learned in 29 years?
Well, I learned what being a good leader is after doing 23 years of showing for county fair. And what else have I learned? Well, about being more devoted to life. And what I also learned, it's okay to be different. And if you want to do anything, you just have to set your mind to it. And you can do anything if you just believe in yourself and don't let the fear of striking you out keeping you from finishing the game.
Now, what kind of things did you show at the Marion County Fair?
Well, I have shown sheep, rabbits, poultry, dogs. I did try goats, but it didn't really work out for me. But it was still fun, though. But I also have senior fair, and I'm also baking a pie for this year.
Big pie auction. What will you have? What kind of pie?
It will be a southern type pie. So it'll be a blackberry pie, but the secret recipe, it's going to be bourbon.
Bourbon in the pie.
Yep.
So now, can you taste the bourbon in this pie?
It'll have a little pinch of, it'll have some pinches of it, but to make the exquisite flavor, to make it taste in the texture and all that. So you might be able to, I'm not really sure, but anything is possible.
Now, have you won awards here at the fair before?
Well, I have won division champion. Well, I've gotten a lot of ribbons from here, so, and I have gotten division champion with Dutch 1 year. I got first place with one of my dogs 1 year, and all that. It's been showing for fair since kindergarten. It's a lot of work, but I wouldn't give it up for the world, because, you know, it made me a better person,
It made me who I am today, and it taught me about a lot of life skills. And, you know, if you really want to get into fair, go for it, because, you know, anything is possible if you just set your mind to it.
Now, 250th anniversary of this country coming up on Saturday. What is your favorite part of America?
My favorite what?
Part of America.
Favorite part of America? Well, I haven't really given much thought, but I do like the freedom, and I do respect the fact, I do respect that the veterans fight for us and defend our country and make us all safe and sound, and we have to dedicate our thanks to them.
Well, Caleb, happy early 29th birthday. Thanks for stopping by. All right, here we are at the Marion County Fair. We've got about 13 minutes left in our broadcast this morning. You never know who's going to wander on by. A gentleman who has shown a lot of events, a lot of animals here at the Marion County Fair, as well as the pie. Yes?
May I say something to the speakerphone about the 4-H pledge?
Yeah, please do.
I pledge my head to clear thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands for larger service, and my health for better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world.
The 4-H pledge. Thank you, Caleb. All right, a great way to start out the Marion County Fair, our first broadcast here this year. Thank you, Caleb. All right, well, there you go.
4-H pledge is good. I like it.
Do you know it?
No. Why do you have
it? We just heard it. So I guess we've got a happy 29th birthday or later on this week to Caleb on July the 2nd, and a belated happy 37th birthday to Abby this past weekend. I feel like Willard Scott. I'm out here in the morning wishing people happy birthday.
Well, that's good. Is this where you thought you'd be?
Yeah, this is where I thought I'd be in my life at this point. I thought I'd be wishing people happy birthday from a picnic table, sitting in the Marion County Fairgrounds the week of July 4th. I hoped it would end this way.
I think it's good. I like it.
See, the great thing is you never know who's going to wander up on you.
Well, yeah.
By the way, from Laura out there this morning, yet can't remember mine to save your life. Rude. What? Maybe Laura's had some bourbon this morning. I don't know what in the world that was all about. Do you?
No, I do not know.
I really got to screen these things before I read them.
Well, I assume there'll be some kind of something, you know. You'll get some explanation at some point.
I hope so, because I have no idea what that meant. Because I think I had just said, happy, what's your favorite part of the 250th anniversary of America? And that has no correlation to the 250th anniversary of America. But I'll tell you, that bourbon pie might sell very well. Oh, was it her birthday? I can't remember. Is that what it was? Okay, I got it now. There you are.
Well, that's good. You know,
I'm sorry. I don't remember birthdays well.
I also do not remember birthdays well.
What a happy belated birthday, Laura. There you go. Anybody else want to be wished a happy birthday here from the Marion County Fair? I'll be glad to do it.
You know, I think this show's going great.
You know, Willard used to do that for Smucker's. Smucker's jelly.
Like Willard Scott?
Yeah, he would come on in the morning, you know, after he wasn't the weatherman anymore, because he really wasn't the weatherman to begin with. And so they said, well, we're going to leave you on. And he would do all the 100-year-old birthdays. He'd come on and he'd go, from Smucker's, we would like to wish a very happy birthday to Ethel Manhouse of Wichita, Kansas. Ethel's turning 100 years young today. She has no need for glasses. Drinks it right out of the bottle. You know, that's how the old Smucker's thing used to go on the Today Show.
Oh. Well, that's good. I got to watch the Today Show, I guess.
So he's dead now.
Yeah, but they ought to bring it back. You know, I think that's a bit that could survive time.
I think it is still there. I think Al Roker does it now.
Yeah, see, I got to watch the Today Show.
But old Uncle Willard's dead.
Yeah, you'll have that.
He was on my show, as they all are.
You know, the thing that I remember most about Willard Scott is nothing even to do with him. It's the top of the hour bit where Ted Williams is talking about how the worst part about going on to the Today Show was having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott because, you know, Smucker's jars everywhere.
See, that was a shot at his birthday segment. But no, Uncle Willard came on my morning show, and it was kind of interesting. It was back in the days of WMRN, and Willard used to tape. See, he did not live in New York. So unless it was a special occasion, he did not go to Rockefeller Center to do the Today Show. He was based out of Washington, D.C. So he would go down to the Washington, D.C. NBC affiliate, and he would do his segments like outside the affiliate, outside in the yard or something. You know, that was how Willard did it. So when I got to interview him, he was kind of a private man. So what had to happen was he was working on the Today Show that morning. So in between Smucker's spots, he came and did an interview with me on the air. That was kind of a fun thing now that I think back to it, because you could have turned on Willard on the Today Show that morning and he would have came on at like 7:35 and wished everybody a happy birthday. Then he came on with me at like 7:45 on the radio from NBC in Washington, D.C., and we did an interview for about 15 minutes, and then you could have turned it back on and saw him do the Smucker's thing after 8 o'clock.
Did he do a lot of talking about Smucker's? Was he a big fan of Smucker's?
You know what we talked about? I think we did talk about the 100-year-old thing, but we also talked about him being the first Ronald McDonald.
Well, that's pretty cool. I think that's fame right there.
Yeah. He was a great guy. Very positive influence.
Well, that's good. I think we need more of those around.
That's why I'm here.
That's right.
Willard was an interesting fellow, though. You don't have characters like that on morning television. I'd watch morning television if you had people like that.
They gotta put some special people on there. Gotta have their special characteristics, you know.
53 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time, broadcasting from the Marion County Fair, and we thank Poet for supporting these very special broadcasts. Boy, there's a nice wind blowing through here right now, a nice breeze here at the Marion County Fair. Now, we'll be back here tonight, 7:15 to 8 o'clock, and I'm sure at that point these pavilions will be open, and the Republican tent will be open, and there'll be all kinds of people mulling around, and we'll have guests on the show tonight. Now, last year, if you remember right, Ben Weber announced his run for the 86th District right here on my show at the Marion County Fair.
Who did?
Ben Weber.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah, I guess I was here for that. I remember that, yes. That was always good. I think Ben Weber was, he was here just about every day, maybe every day, and we had him on three times here.
And look how his career ended.
That's right. You got to talk to the media.
He ended up doing okay. He won by a big amount, over 50% of the vote here in Marion County.
I think it'll be good. I mean, I don't know, the election's going to be interesting, I hope. I hope it's not one-sided.
Well, Kent's got to face off with that as we go on down the road.
Well, yeah, I mean, Kent, but I was talking more broadly the whole thing in general.
Well, it's going to be interesting. So you don't think we're going to see any Amy Acton. Now, again, my prediction is we will see Vivek Ramaswamy here at the Marion County Fair at some point.
No, but I mean, you know, it's not like they made it, well, I don't know, I guess, I mean, it's just as hard as it would be prior, but I mean, it's not like they made it easy on her, at, you know, per se. Like, you know, like I said, they don't have a Democratic booth. She doesn't have anywhere to go. They don't have anywhere to gather people at to you know, make it a crowd. I don't know that she would come if they had a tent, but, you know, not having a tent certainly I think is probably the nail in that coffin.
Well, that does make life more difficult, but I would say if the other candidate is going to appear in that 7-day
fair, hopefully, I'd hope she's not just flubbing the whole thing.
Well, we hope she's not flubbing anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's good.
Because we don't want either. Do very well.
I wish we had an election that had two of the strongest candidates, like, you know, in history. That'd be a nice election.
Well, I don't think we have bad candidates.
I don't know. They're pretty rough.
Well, they are new.
Yep, that's what makes them pretty rough. Never been in politics, you know, ever, and now all of a sudden you're like, I could be the governor. Yeah, okay, good luck.
Well, they've never held political office.
Yeah, I think that's a terrible choice. You know, you like, I don't know, start at like state rep. I mean, even state rep's probably too high. Start, you know, like, I don't know, start somewhere. I don't think that starting at the governor's office should be the first stop.
Well, I will say this. Things are starting to pick up here at the Marion County Fair, and I want to remind everybody that we will be back here tonight starting at 7:15 p.m., and all this brought to you by Poet. And we will be here every morning from 8:15 to 10 a.m. having a great time at the Marion County Fair. All this coverage brought to you by Poet, and who knows what's going to happen on July the 4th. We should have some information about that as the week goes along. That is going to be a big event in and of itself. Big, big, big with a capital B. And Matt, in our final few minutes here this morning of the broadcast, with about 3 minutes left to go, let people know what's going on today at the Marion County Fair.
All right, so today at the fair, okay, I got like 5 minutes. I was just making sure. Today at the fair, we have today is Senior Citizens Day. If you show up between the times of 8 and noon, so I guess really now it's like 10 and noon, you get in for free if you're 55 years of age or older. There's rabbit showmanship at 9 a.m., sheep showmanship also at 9 a.m., one in Evers Arena North, one in Evers Arena South. There is, if you have any farm produce to turn in, I guess, then that's due at 10:30. At 11 o'clock, they have sheep showmanship. I guess they have open sheep show and sheep showmanship. I don't know what the difference is, but they're two different things. One's at 9, one's at 11. Harness racing, also at 11 in the grandstands. They have the bred-born raised market lamb at 1:30 p.m. in Evers Arena South. At 2 p.m., 4-H recognition and project awards in the Coliseum. At 3 p.m., fair royalty coronation in the Coliseum. At 3 p.m., rides open. That'll be good. At 4 p.m., the special interest project auction entry forms are due. So if you have anything you're going to auction off and you're in 4-H, I guess, then you know, you got to turn it in by then. At 5 p.m. is the Market Swine Show, and that is in Evers Arena. And at 7 p.m., the last thing of today, on the list at least, is Tough Truck at the Grandstands.
And it is Senior Citizen Day at the Marion County Fair, so if you are 55 and older, you can get in today for free until
12 o'clock.
So you got a few, couple hours left to go here today if you want to get in for free at the Marion County Fair, a couple hours. And things are starting to pick up here. I don't see a lot of the booths open as of yet, but they should be opening any time because I believe the rides start at 10 a.m. Is that correct?
Rides start, you say 10 a.m.? Rides start at 3 p.m. Rides open.
Okay, 3 p.m.
3 p.m.
Oh, 3 p.m. My gosh, you got a long way to go before that happens.
Yep.
Holy mackerel, wonder why 3 p.m.
Got kids. Got kids, don't worry about coming until 3 p.m. Otherwise, you're just going to be harassed by your kids to go do rides that aren't open yet.
Well, I wonder why there's nothing going on until 3 p.m.
Well, I mean, there's harness racing. You can go to the harness racing at 11. There's a whole bunch of shows, like, you know, animal shows.
Well, maybe that's what it's all about. Well, I'll tell you what. It's been a great first morning here from the Marion County Fair. We thank all who tuned into this. And we thank Poet for being our exclusive supporter for this particular event. We will be back on tonight live from 7:15 to 8 p.m., so come back with us tonight. You never know who's going to turn up here at the Marion County Fair in Marion, Ohio. What a great time it is. The 176th Marion County Fair, and I'm sure if that's wrong, somebody will correct me along the way. As we get ready to wrap up from day one here at the Marion County Fair, we thank Poet and Matt Morgan for being here this morning. So for all of us from the Marion County Fair, this is Scott Spears for day one, heading for the dugout. Talk to you tonight at 7:15.
You're listening to The Talking Place.